But as long as it's your rice, I have absolutely nothing about rice. So rice is a personal possession. Rice is a personal possession that it benefits, it identifies and it benefits with the one that owns it. That's rice. But money is endless. There's no limit. Money represents the ability to get, to fulfill, to grant wishes. What is money? Money is the ability to grant
money is Santa Claus.
Wishes, right? To grant wishes. And it's not limited to any, it's not just the owner of the money. Everybody's wishes are in this money. Even, it's my money, and it's your wish. Your wish is also potentially in that money. That was like the coolest thing. Because money has everything. So if it has everything, it has even that. See, food does not have everything, because food is my food, my stomach, I eat it, that's it. You could barter, you can give it as a present, you can switch it. But when it is my food, it's all is my food. My food, my iPod, my watch, my candies, my potato chips, my iPhone, my... It is. Why? But money is unlimited potential. You can get anything. You could get things for yourself. You can get things for others. It's a, money is a pure symbol. Money is a symbol. Money is something that, number one, it's only good with a symbol. Number two, your food is good if you're alone. Money is that. Number two, the potential in money is the whole symbol. And it's in another interesting fact. Money, by definition, is something that has a picture on it. Right, a slug. A slug there? Very good. Scott Jefferson.
What if you had just a piece of a brick of gold?
That's with not money. Is this Jefferson or is this Washington? Is that Washington? Is he Washington?
Yeah.
So why does he get two things?
Because he's the first.
He's got a dollar bill. He's got a quarter.
How do you say one in Greenberg?
Why would Jefferson get two things?
Because he was married to a nigger. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think
you had a slave woman. Yes. Never could that.
He married her or he had relations with her?
Yeah, same thing.
No, not same thing.
Yes,
she was his mistress.
She was his mistress.
Okay, so
and George Washington was the father of the country. And Benjamin Franklin. Oh, Benjamin Franklin. It's still more Benjamin Franklin. Oh, Benjamin Franklin. What about Benjamin Franklin?
He was bald.
A whole bunch of immoral people.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, but he would never tell a lie, though.
Is that Benjamin Franklin?
Not just one, another nigger.
George Washington.
You didn't need to tell a lie.
Okay,
he had wooden teeth.
You didn't need to tell a lie.
Wait, one second, I knew that.
Yeah, he had wooden teeth.
That's why he never smiled.
No, actually, they were made out of elk.
Bone. Anyhow,
but they were nasty.
Yeah, was he good?
So he never smiled.
Well, you know, the founding fathers were the ones that set down the principles of religious tolerance in the United States. That was because.
No, was it? That was not the founding fathers. That was the leader of the New Hampshire colony.
No, but they did. They did it. They made a separation of church and state.
That's not the same thing.
Well, the reason why they did that is because the Egyptian church, the Indian church, was
all
controlled. That's why.
But that wasn't the founding fathers. That was the colonists.
They also,
that's the way before the founding fathers.
Colonists was that way before.
Yeah, way before. 1490s.
What, Plymouth,
right? No, not Plymouth. In the 1516, there was a colony in New Hampshire.
Jamestown.
And no, Jamestown was the second colony.
Not working.
In the second, that was the second colony.
And, no practice it anymore.
And the one in New Hampshire was the first one to have freedom of religion.
Okay, I didn't know that.
That's where they got it from.
Whatever,
basically,
bro.
Basically, the first like, countrywide, organization of laws, like the Constitution. It wasn't the Constitution, but it was a conglomeration of all the laws from all the different colonies, and that was refined into the Constitution. And the Bill of Rights.
Cool.
You know about that way that's two different types of plastic?
I saw you this time.
What is?
Those two.
So that was the first thing I remember she said.
Which one?
No, finish it.
They're different colors.
Stronger.
Yes, we were talking about coins. Is this the Washington?
Yeah.
What do you have on Canadian money?
Bread. Animals.
And the cream of.
Why?
Who says this is stronger? It's a darker yellow.
Could someone tell me why?
Instead of four.
Could someone tell me why you have Queen Elizabeth on the Canadian money?
Therefore,
maybe it just means there's more oil content.
Why do they have? What would you do if you had the exact same coin? And then have Queen Elizabeth. Would you be able to use it in a Canadian? Would you be able to use it in a Canadian soda machine?
Yes, you would.
You went to a store. Would they accept it?
No.
Would you be able to take a luggage card at the airport with it? No, you would not. It has to have Queen Elizabeth's picture on it. Do you know why?
Why?
There's a concept of money. Is that it's backed by the Malthus.
Definition of money.
It's made out of nickel.
What about apples?
It costs 1.2 cents to make a penny.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Yeah, it costs more than that.
That's what it costs.
No.
It costs what?
It's even more than that. I'm serious, it's even more than that. It's like 2 points.
They don't want to make pennies anymore because it's not cost effective for them.
They want to use them anyway. It costs more than that. It's like 2 cents. Because nickel, nickel went up, and zinc went up.
So,
5% copper, 95% zinc.
Not the whole thing is copper.
Nobody cares, let's go.
Right now, not the whole thing is made of copper, Rabbi.
I'm not wrong, 5% copper.
I'm
5%
copper.
Okay.
And when you cut a penny, I don't know the hell it is.
I wait 3 hours so we can make it right before
night dinner. I go 3 hours, Mom.
Zinc.
Because that's what my father and my grandfather held.
Wow, you're yucky.
I'm Upperlander. I'm from Hungary.
As opposed to like gold nuggets or something, right? Definition of money.
Yeah, well, they used gold nuggets in San Francisco.
That's not money.
Oh, okay. They used those money.
Shimon, stop talking.
No.
So we'll make it right before night today.
You're smart.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to develop the concept.
No, you can't. No talking for you.
No pictures on it. It's a valid point.
No.
Well, if you want to go to sleep, tell me to go to sleep. Like, let you go to sleep, but
I don't go to sleep. Shut the hell up.
I'll make it after night today.
Anyway, that's not money.
Back.
That's fine. You bought it.
Sure.
For bartering, it's not money. What do you see?
I see an upside down 10 piece coin.
Oh, you're amazing, dude.
2 quarters.
Isn't that amazing?
That's worth less.
Okay, so this is what I'd like to see. Me and that Madoff. They just found Brennan enough, they investigated him to see if he ever took any of the money and invested in anything. Because they tried to recover things from investors. They can't find a single investment fund or stock he ever invested in.
But who is it?
Where?
Rabbi,
is he in jail?
What's the difference between that and money?
He's out on bail.
How much?
Probably has it in a Swiss bank.
Anyway,
money, please, is because the definition of money is that the king decrees and it's money. That's what makes money money, is that there's a royal decree.
Money!
In a democracy, you have the decree of the branches, different branches, That's why all money has some kind of governmental sign on it. Like Israel doesn't have a lot of pictures on it, but it says that. If Israel, it does, it has Israel. All money has the name of the country on it. The reason is because the thing that makes the money into the money is the government. And if it's not, that is the definition. The rupee is the Indian government. This is true universally. But Shimon mentioned that people use gold nuggets as currency. That's just because they had more confidence in the raw metal. That kept on going up than in the set currency. But that's not money, that's a money substitute. What's that money? There's no fixed value for it.
But money's a substitute for itself.
Money is a thing by on its own, but there's a fixed value, which is determined by the government. The government mints a coin, and they say this is a quarter. Who said it's a quarter? The government did. If the government didn't say it, it wouldn't be true. The Israeli government takes a coin. This wasn't around a few years ago. This is a new coin. And they said, this is 10 shekel. It's not worth 10 shekel. Why is it say 10 shekel? Because they said it. It's purely from the government. Melech. And nowadays we don't really have kings, but a melech is the one who determines it. What is the job of a melech?
What does Omer al-Sakha business?
It means you can spend it anywhere.
Saying, does that mean any country?
Yes. But he's Yishurim.
What happened?
And there was a Melech in Yishurim. What's Yishurim?
Five
Israel. How do you know that?
Yashar.
Yashar. He's Yishurim Melech. Rosh Hashanah. And then the gathering of all the
straight ones.
What was on the Omer al-Sakha business?
Yachat Shiv to Yisrael. All the tribes of Israel are one. What's the third word of the pattern? Mela. Because how do you have all the tribes of Israel be one? With a Mela. With a Mela. And the Moshe said this to us. That's why money only has validity if the king,
approves
money. Because the king is the unifier of the Lord. So money, which is the entire wants and drives and strivings of the tzibur, is all the principle of the money can only be made through the money in the first place by the one who represents the entire tzibur. And that is a score. So Meili said that's why I gave it to Kerub. Because what was Kerub's Messiah? Machlaikis! So Kerub's Baruch Hu gave him a lot of money, much money, more money than anyone. The money has it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, money could be
for everybody.
Money could be
awesome.
But everybody is represented in one money. Oh, you're building a Mishkan. It's not possible for everyone to build a Mishkan because when one guy's doing the hammer, the other guy's doing the jigsaw. You can't have the entire Klal Yisrael holding out the hammer at one time. It's not practical. So how do you have the entire Klal Yisrael building
a really big hammer?
How do you have the entire Klal Yisrael building a Mishkan? This was a fourth point. They give money! And then you put all the money together, and with the money you buy everything. So everything that's bought is bought with all the money. So you have, through money, you have the entire Klal Yisrael doing one thing. And that's the only way of doing it.
They didn't buy anything. They used the money and melted it down and made utensils out of it.
They bought things.
Where are they going to buy stuff from?
They bought the animals from the country.
They found animals.
Bought them. No.
In the Midbar.
Hey, look, it's a cow in the middle of the desert.
I'm just going to give the dirt money and then take the cow.
Yeah. No, you buy it from the other Jews.
You know, maybe a better example would be from the a better example would be from the Machzor Shekel that was used for the Chumash and the Zer. Okay, do you like that better?
Yeah.
Okay, does that make you happier?
Yeah.
Abracadabra!
Sweet. That's pretty good one. I think that's your best one right there.
No, my best one is the one.
Wait, can you turn it back into a 10?
Far the best one.
No, I'm working on my next best one.
Rabbi, can you turn it back into a 10, please?
You wait. I've got it. My next best one? I would have done it by now, but Fire keeps coming over to learn, so I don't get a chance to do magic anymore.
Stop coming over to learn.
Me? Oh, me.
Yo, bro.
That's why I did magic. I keep coming over. I knocked on the door. I was like, okay, I can't do magic tonight.
Rabbi's always sleeping at night.
What are you talking about? Rabbi stays up until like 2 in the morning.
He's going to take a nap first.
I'm lying on the couch. The first time you came, I was asleep.
That's true.
The other time I was lying on the couch.
Chilling with the kids.
The other time I was lying on the couch.
Other times you were chilling with the kids.
I wish I would have been sleeping. Yeah. The king is the one that makes it. Money is what brings everyone together. But there's also something about money which... Okay, this is like... Are you flying it? You want more?
More.
He says,
You get
money is the only thing in the entire world Talk about inanimate objects, okay? Just in case someone tells a question and then they're able to stop the old thing or whatever. That grows. And when it grows from nothing. And then it also disappears. And then it disappears and you have no idea where it went.
Give an
example. You have a house. And the house has a certain dimension. And then you burn it. So then it went somewhere. Well, first of all, this part of the house is still like charcoal. It's dark. But it's still left. And there's parts that were turned into gas. And it's full, including here. There's, you know, carbon monoxide that's relieved. The science is able to account for every single iota of the original material. It went somewhere. We know where it went. It might have changed forms, but we know it went somewhere. But you have money. Okay. So you have money in your pocket. You have like a stack of $100 bills. You've got 100 of them. Okay, so you have $10,000 investment. You go to Frito-Lay's. You say, I want to invest in your company. And the guy said, well, it's $5,000 a share. Okay, I want 2 shares. You give him $10,000. So now you have $10,000 invested in Frito-Lay's. How much? $10,000 in Frito-Lay's. What are you worth? Your portfolio is worth $10,000. Everyone in the world will say that. You want to go to a bank and borrow money? They will lend you $10,000. Why? Because you have $10,000 invested in Frito-Lay's. Okay? Okay, now Frito-Lay's, they took your money. They have it, right? They've got it. Now, Frito-Lay's, all of a sudden, one guy, somewhere in probably Boston, Massachusetts, opens up a bag of Frito-Lay's. In the bag of Frito-Lay's, he finds mouse droppings. And then another guy in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, he finds mouse droppings. Then a third guy in Santa Barbara, California, he finds mouse droppings. CNN gets a hold of the story. And for 3 Verstunkene guys, out of the millions of bags of Frito-Lay's, they found mouse droppings, they have a profile story that, you know, the hygiene in the factory, and all of a sudden the stock of Frito-Lay's goes down because people stop buying it. And your 2 shares are not worth $5,000 each, they're worth $1,000 each. So now you have 2 shares of Frito-Lay's. You had 10,000. And now you have 8,000. Where did the money go to?
Now you have 2,000.
Now, where did the $8,000 go to? That's my question. You hear this? My rabbi was talking about this. Where did it go? Could anyone tell me? What?
It was already in their pocket. You never really had any money.
You had money. For our definition of money, you had money. They are holding money to you. They owe you that money. Yes, whatever 2 shares are worth, that's what you own. Where'd the money go? And now guess what happens next? There was a group of investors that they planted the mouse droppings. And when the Frito-Lay shares went down from 5,000 to 2,000, they bought up all the shares. Then they waited for confidence to return. Frito-Lay said we had a complete sweep of our factories. We found where it was coming from. We introduced new procedures. The public should be rest assured that we've taken care of it. Anyone that ever has any issues, we will give them a free box of General Mills products. And then people start buying it again, and it goes back up, and these people make a killing in the market. Where did the money come from? And it went up before people started buying. Otherwise, you'll say, it came from the people. Oh. Yes. It went up before a single person bought a bag of Frito-Lay's. Where'd the money come from? Tell me.
Magic.
So the Rebbe said that money is the only thing that grows and disappears. That's a plan that plans to. We're talking about money grows and money disappears. Isn't that amazing? It grows, you have no idea where it came from, and it disappears, and you have no idea where it went. Isn't that amazing? Did you ever think of that? Awesome. Yeah, the dollar for the shekel is 4.14. Well, 5 months ago, it was 3.2, 3.3.
No. How much is it now?
4.14, which is... This is like, Pat Lutzer. So he says the money out of all things in the world symbolizes, represents, bracha. It grows from nowhere. Self-generating bracha. More and more and more and more and more and more and more, and it keeps going. More and more and more. And then even more and more and more. And of course it goes the other way. Symbolizes bracha. He said there's a danger of bracha. There's only one person on the desert island. Is it possible to have a Mephlaikas? Somebody else washes up on the desert island. What just happened? But the population just grew. It doubled. It doubled. So you see, it doubled. Yeah, because there was one person on the desert island.
More than doubled.
No, it
doubled.
It doubled.
One. There was one person on the island.
Yeah, there was no.
How much damage could they inflict
on
each other?
No, there was one, and then someone came.
They're very limited in what they could do to each other. If one guy was smashing another guy's head with a coconut shell, what happens with when you know? Let's say they happen to get married to each other, and then they have children, and the children have children, and from the original one person that was there, who was joined by the other one, now you have 43 million people on the island. On the island. And they, you know, they since they have so many people, that they're able to dedicate their efforts to advancing themselves technologically in all areas. So now, you know, when they first came on the island, two people could have had a fight. The worst comes to worst, the guy gets his head back done with a coconut shell. But now you've got 50 million people, and they have these bubonic plague bombs. They could wipe them all out with bubonic plague. So the more people you had, the more potential you have for strife. So you see, this is the double-edged sword of money. On the one hand, anyone that does a study of money, anyone that understands money very deeply, understands its purposes, all the wishes of mankind should be unified in one object, one entity. Money, 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 money.
It's a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah. Only a Melech does it. Achtus, right? Achashiv to Yisrael. Kesef. Sibor. Kind of does dialing with a lot of money. Doesn't do much good. But on the other hand, since money is something which increases, then someone that possesses money gets caught up in money. We know this. This is not Rechidish, right? Somebody has money, and the money, and he's matzliach, and the money increases. So then that gives birth to a certain culture. The culture of many, instead of the culture of one. If you have money, then you have many, and you have a lot of many. And your money keeps increasing, and then you want more. You know, if you have something, that it keeps going more and more and more, you get used to having that, so then there's a change in the possessor. Money infects people. I mean, this is like Pashut. Money infects people. If there wouldn't be such a thing as money, so you have a tomato, your friends got cucumbers, so you can have your tomato because you have your cucumber. That doesn't infect the person. Because you're giving him something finite, in return for something finite, and you're helping him, he's helping you, and then you remain a healthy person. When you have something that just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing and growing, like I said, they interviewed, what's his name? That's one of the rich mercantile families, Bronfman, Edgar Bronfman. They interviewed him. He's one of the richest Jews in the world, one of the richest men in Canada. He's a, I think the family made their money in bootlegging. They smuggled the liquor from Canada during Prohibition. But they don't like to talk about that. Yeah, okay, Bronfman. Bronfman means whiskey man. You know that? That's what it means. Bronfman is whiskey. So they interviewed him, and they asked him, you know, how he made his riches. He said, this is how he did it. parents sent him to school, and he sent him with $2 to buy himself something to eat when he was in school. He used $1 for the food, and he saved $1. The next day, he saved another dollar. $1 for the food, $1 saved it. $2 became $4. $4 became $8. He bought, you know, some snacks for money for $8, and he sold it for $12. He made $12. Then his father died and left him $50 million. As you know, when you have a close relationship with something that's constantly growing, without limit, did anyone ever hit the limit of how much money they can make? Is there a limit in sight? Could you limit someone and say you can? How much money is flying around? How much money is getting lost? It's just, it's limitless. It's endless. There's people that they have enough money to rival a government. $50 billion. One person lost $50 billion. $50 billion is the economy of a government. One person lost $50 billion. That's unparalleled. It never was. His name, Bernard Mann, a Jewish person. Maybe. One person. There's no limits. You get affected by it. When you start worshiping the culture of no limits. Worshiping the culture of no limits means you're never satisfied. You're never satisfied. It means you always want more. You always want more. It's going to be very difficult to unify with other people. Because what do you have to do if you want to unify with other people? In order to unify with other people, so then you have to subjugate your wills and your wishes to a common will of the tzibur. That's what you have to do. You have to say, listen, I want to be this and this and this, and I want to do that and that and that, and I want to accomplish so and so. But there's somebody else that he wants to do that. Of the 10 things I want to do, he wants to do one of them. He's good at it. So if we're going to work together, I have to let him do that, you know. So he'll be the break. I like breakdancing, you know. But I know how to do other things. I know how to breakdance. I also know how to balance a table on my chin. So if I want to be together with him in the circus, so he has to be the breakdancer. I'm not going to be the breakdancer. But it's good because you don't want to just have one person in the circus. You want to have a beautiful circus. You have to have a lot of different entertainers that come together. Just the timing, the way people roll. You know. Now this guy, yeah, he likes the cartwheels and magic tricks and saw people on half. But that guy, yeah, he doesn't know how to do cartwheels and magic tricks. He only knows how to saw people on half. So if that guy does it, this guy's not going to have a job. So he's going to have to give up on that. And this guy, he knows how to handle the figures to make sure we're taking in more than we're paying out. We think, everybody has a job to do together. If you want to come together as one unit, so then you have to limit yourself. Is that clear? And you can't expand without... what does the mafia do? They want to expand without any checks, without any... And whoever's in the way, what happens to that? You see the sun, man? Look at the sun. Don't turn on. Look at the sun. Look at the sun. You see the sun? Don't look away! Look at the sun. Today you see the sun. Tomorrow you see the sun. Tony, you're not going to see the sun no more.
I'm selling clothing in my room. It's supper time. A lot of kind of clothing, express shirts, pants, shoes.
Is this your clothing?
Yeah, I need money. I have a lot of clothing.
And you have clothing?
A lot of clothing is never worn.
Can I go right now?
Wow. He's a handler.
Come with me.
No,
he's a real handler. He said you're a real handler.
I need money.
Cover or paper?
For my other
notebook.
He's almost like Bukharian.
So now you can understand the Karev's desire. On the one hand, he's the one that he could. Can you imagine if he unified Klal Yisrael? What it would be like? And he used his money for what money is meant for. On the other hand, there's the flip side. It's It's awesome. It's Mamash what we're talking about. Hashem gave him money just for one reason. Because that was his desire. Right, that's what he spoke about today.
That's very cool. Was Rabbi Siegel on Rabbi Moshe Shapiro?